I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? And here we are, just 3 days from the end of the world, as we know it.
You've been following the Mayan calendar?
It's amazing what poppycock will sell.
Well, maybe we're in the wrong business.
Even in the gold rush, it wasn't the miners that made the money. It was the guys selling shovels.
Boy, you're in a philosophical mood again today.
So, like, have you seen interesting Mayan pictographs of bugs and things like that?
No, not at all.
How about in the Southwest where you grew up?
If I'd done my homework, I would have been able to tell you about the humpback flute player in the Hopi culture that was inspired by a cicada.
Really?
Or about a spider that created the universe. But I didn't, so I can't.
On the off chance that we actually get to the 22nd, we can talk about it another week. Aside from the end of the world, what is interesting you today?
Buck moths. I received a photograph the other day from a gentleman who does photography at Randolph-Macon College. He took a picture of this very beautiful black and white moth, and he sent it to the biology department for assistance identification, and it turns out to be a buck moth. I did a little bit of research about the buck moth, which is found throughout eastern North America, and it has a very interesting history, especially in terms of its name. W.J. Holland, who wrote The Moth Book, a very well-known classic, wrote in 1903 that the name came about because the adults fly in fall during deer hunting season. But subsequent research has shown that the name apparently evolved from the mistaken belief that the insect actually developed inside the heads of deer. Almost 200 years before Holland's explanation, there was a report in 1709 describing deer kills during January in Carolina. And in that report, it stated that an abundance of bots in their throat, which kept them very poor. As summer approaches, these bots come out and turn into the finest butterfly imaginable, being very large and having black, white, and yellow stripes. And this account was perpetuated in several more stories during the 1700s and was subsequently addressed by a very well-known pair of lepidopterists who explained that the moth is called in America the buckfly, from an erroneous, vulgar notion that bucks breed its caterpillars in their heads and blow them out of their nostrils. This opinion originates from the fly coming out in the rutting season. But I just thought this was fascinating. I had no idea there was such lore attached to the buck moth. They have very spiny caterpillars, and the spines are venomous. They're one of these things that you don't really want to tangle with. And of course, if you just look at them, you'll know not to touch them. But anyway, this is something that's really a flashy beast out right now in late fall, and you may catch the female laying an egg ring on a branch.
If we last pass the 21st of December.
You know, in the West, there's another species in the same genus, and it's called the sheep moth.
That's because the butterflies come out of a sheep's nose.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.